Listening Library presents A Clatter of Jars by Lisa Graff. Read for you by Ellen Archer. To Aria, a fizzy grape soda. Prologue. On the dark waters of Lake Atropos, just outside of Poughkeepsie, New York, there bobbed a single sailboat. At the boat's bow stood a black-haired pixie of a girl. Cadence, her name was. She and her parents were celebrating the one-year anniversary of her adoption. The sky was offering a dazzling farewell to the sun, a fiery orange nearest the water, edging into watermelon pink farther up. Then, at its height, a deep blackberry, and lily pads dotted the shore. Katie stared at the painted sky, passing an object between her hands. It was a glass jar, sample size, no larger than a ping-pong ball, with the words Darlington Peanut Butter embossed on the bottom. The jar was empty, save for the speck of light glowing at its center. Katie had seen the sight many times, and she never tired of it. The lower the sun dipped, the brighter the orb burned, dazzling yellow, like a firefly, smoldering purple at the extremities. The sphere always glowed brightest at the moment the sun set completely, then dulled to nothingness by morning. When she heard her mother approach from the stern, Katie tucked the jar away. "Toby and I were thinking of heading back to shore," her mother told her. Toby was Katie's father, had always